Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Stories. Storytelling. Throughout the ages of time, stories have captured our attention. We have found ourselves and find ourselves listening, relating, and connecting to the story as well as to the person of the story. Having thoughts of, I'm not alone. You are not alone. We are in this thing called life together. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Deb Lind and welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast. Every week we bring amazing guests, whether they're subject matter experts, inspiring souls, forward thinkers, or perhaps even wounded healers. In June is PTSD Awareness Month. And here at PTSD and Beyond, we've been working on something pretty special for you. Something that you can listen to each and every day. Each day in the month of June, we'll be sharing the unique story of someone with lived experience with trauma and PTSD. We'll learn a little bit about their journey, how they're progressing through a healing journey, as well as hear their post-traumatic growth and how they've found meaning, purpose, and a superpower in the process of healing. We got to let you guys know that we are extremely grateful for all the folks that have shown tremendous courage to come on the podcast and share their stories and inspire everyone to listen to this podcast around the globe. We've had folks from England, Canada, New Zealand, India, Malaysia, Australia, the United States, and beyond. We felt that there was no better way to honor PTSD Awareness Month and to share the stories of our brothers and sisters from around the world and acknowledging their trauma, their challenges with PTSD, but also to teach us and to inspire us, allowing us a glimpse of their healing journey. We here at PTSD and Beyond hope that these stories will touch your heart and touch your soul and offer you inspiration and compassion for others suffering from PTSD, from folks that are affected by PTSD, as well as yourself. These are the powerful lived experience stories of real people. They are the champions who keep striving, who keep healing, who keep growing, and who keep living. We hope that you enjoy the PTSD and Beyond 30 Stories in 30 Days, honoring PTSD Awareness Month. Remember to please share these episodes with folks that you feel and you know will benefit. Remember to subscribe, like, and share. So let's give a listen to today's guests. 30 Stories in 30 Days starts now. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond, and you're never going to believe it in a million years, but we are continuing with our Share Your Story segment, and our guest, you guys, comes all the way from across the other side of the world, which is great because our Share Your Story segments encompass people and their stories from all over the globe, and we are welcomed today by Lisa Palmer. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
I know. I'm so excited to do this because you guys, Lisa is just like, you've got so much energy and I'm so excited to hear what you have to say. And when we share our stories, we know that it inspires somebody. We don't necessarily always know who the person is, but there's a guarantee that your story will touch someone's life. And so why don't you share a little bit about your story with us and our listeners today?
Okay. Well, you want it sort of like right from the beginning and fast forward?
However you'd like to share.
Okay. Well, I had the perfect childhood, like, you know, fairies, rainbows, that sort of stuff. Both my parents were married, beautiful sisters, brothers. Everything was absolutely wonderful. And then when I was 13, I was thrown in a car and raped by a 39-year-old. And back then, like, New Zealand's way behind the rest of the world. He just sort of, I think he got an $80 fine, actually, and then he moved over to Australia. So that was that finished. And then, so I still sort of started, like, rebelling and drinking and smoking like you do when things like that happen. But then that sort of led me down a rabbit hole. And then I got raped again when I was 16 by a guy, another guy who picked me up, but this guy was like about 59. And then again by two policemen, believe it or not. And then another policeman in a police cell because I was so rebellious. And then again at 19 by a biker. So I sort of learnt to harden up, so we say over here. And because of my childhood, I was always brought up to just take everything with a grain of salt and smile and be happy and, you know, life's worth living. Thank God I had that in my childhood. And then, of course, I did a string of going to the wrong men. And then I was with a guy and I ended up having 6 kids, one after the other, because I didn't realize at the time that he was had me out in the country, slowly took away my car, my telephone, my friends, my family. And it just dawned on me one day. And then he just started turning violent. He was mentally and physically abusive. And then I just managed to get on one of the kids I was pregnant with. It was twins, and he beat me up and I lost one of the twins, but I couldn't give birth to the other one because that one would have been born as well. So that was a hard time because I had to carry a dead baby around inside me, and yeah, I was very, very sick. But anyway, I managed to get out of this relationship and move 800 miles away and start my life again, but totally PTSD'd out, so nervous. I was just a nervous wreck. So after lots and lots of counselling, and I started a new life, and then I remarried, and he had a little kid, and so now I'm back to being a mum of 7 and happy, happily married.
Oh, wow.
So that's about it there.
That is the story, and it is a story of overcoming, and a story of survival, and a story of thriving, and a story of a warrior. So I want to thank you for sharing that with us and with me here right now. When we share our story and we look back at things, we can identify ways that trauma has affected our lives. And how has it affected your life?
Well, I'm not very trusting. I don't trust many people. I still jump at loud noises, people that look threatening. I avoid, you know, I've had to highlight my intuition, really.
We rely a lot on that intuition, that gut, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, we do for sure.
Yeah.
When we look back at what we've gone through, and we think about how we've survived, we also look at too, like, how have we grown? So when you look at yourself and you look back at stuff, how have you grown?
Well, I'm very strong. I'm quite I don't have time for people with, you know, I used to work in retail, and people used to come in and say, my bananas are bent. I wanted the bananas that are straight, and I'd try so hard not to just flip out. Like, are you serious? So I don't know. I'm very judgmental of people who say they've got it really, really hard, and, you know, like someone with two kids and go, oh my God, I've got it so hard, and I just have to walk away because I don't know. I think I've become quite judgy, really. Not that I've meant to, but I have. So
there is a level of awareness. So what I'm hearing is that you've got a level of awareness, and when someone else is saying that their life is very difficult, what I'm hearing is you recognize a person's perception is clouding. Maybe in that moment it is bad for them. Maybe in their micro world it is. And there's a level of awareness that you have, that you see, of it's not a judgment in the sense of mine is worse than yours. It's a realism of perspective. And sometimes people don't have that perspective. Their lens is clouded in a way where if you were to help that person see, they might actually say, you know what, actually there's a level of gratitude that I have here, because where I'm at right now, in this moment, it's not good. And when I move out of that moment, I can reflect back and say, wow, you know what? It is actually okay. Right.
Yeah.
And we then have empathy and compassion for people who struggle in a way where we want to reach out and help them, which brings me to my next question, because out of growth, after time, we develop something that's even bigger than that, a superpower. So when you think about you and who you are and yourself, what is the superpower that's come out of this? So what's your Lisa superpower?
I think I've just become one kick-ass bitch.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay, that's a quote right there. And the listener, you just took a heartfelt laugh right now. I mean, let's re-say that again. All right, what's your superpower again, Lisa?
I'm just so hard. No, I don't even know how I said it the first time.
I love it. That's okay. That's why we've got a recording, right? We're gonna put that quote on your summary, because that
hard, just, hardcore bitch. That's what I said.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. I love that. It was great.
I mean, I'm a very open book too, so people either love me or they hate me, because I mean, I'm covered in tattoos, as you can see. My hair's not really like everywhere. Well, it is over here, I guess. But I don't know. I'm just, I've become a survivor, not a victim.
You're you. And you're you, and you love you. And people, you're right. People either embrace you, and if they don't embrace you, you know what? It's like, you know what? Not my problem, and you're lost, because I am me, and I am who I am, and I love myself, and that's it. You know, I think is great.
Yeah, that sort of took me a while to learn too. Like, if I'd go to a counselor or something, they would say you need to love yourself. And to me, being brought up, that sounds quite vain. You know, you got to love yourself. But I only saw it as, and look at me, I'm shit hot. But I had to learn that that's not what it is. I had to learn what my favorite foods were, what my favorite color was, what my favorite place was, what my favorite music was. And it was all me. And I had forgotten all that from just so much trauma.
Yeah.
But once I started finding my music and realizing, hey, this used to be my favorite food, you know, it was, that's the love, you know, I realized. Like,
we talk about coming home and at PTSD and beyond. And it reminds me of, you know, the illustration of the movie, The Wizard of Oz, where Dorothy comes home and she says, you know, there's no place like home. What trauma has done is it's taken us away from ourselves. And then, you know, even like what you said just now, you're like, I remember like, wow, I really liked these foods before, or I really, yeah, that music, I remember that. Right. And it's a homecoming. So for the person who's out there right now that, you know, that's wondering, like, if you were to say maybe one or two nuggets for the person who's out there listening, that they're listening to your story, Lisa, and they're raising their hand and they're going, you know what? Yeah. This sounds a lot like she's talking to me. You know, I feel like you are talking directly to me. What would be, you know, the something else that you would say to the person that's listening right now?
To live in your own bubble, really. Like, I know it sounds weird, but just put yourself first. Don't think about what other people are thinking. I learned if you're worried what people are thinking, then you're not being your true self. So it is okay to think, hey, I'm not okay. I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this for me. And then I shall do things for other people, because it's coming from a better place than just feeling like you have to do things for people. But you can lie down and die, or you can get up and move. So, you know, go for a swim in the ocean, go for a walk in the bush, learn to love nature again, look at the beauty around you, find the rainbow colors in everything, and start looking through eyes positively, like I say, like a survivor, not a victim.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. Yeah. I can't thank you enough for being with us today. I mean, it really has been a pleasure to just sit with you and hear your story and your inspiration. And we're going to find out what this quote is, and we're going to have that on there, as well as some of these other nuggets that you share with folks. So thank you so much for being with us today, Lisa.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember that every day we're going to have a new story out, and I'm going to have some of Lisa's quotes in the summary. So if you want to go ahead and check out some of that stuff that she said, and to remember, you know, these messages, because her story is so inspiring. And yeah, she's definitely a warrior, guys. I can attest to that too. All right. We'll see you guys again tomorrow, and make it a good one.
We hope you enjoyed today's guest and their story on 30 Stories in 30 Days on the PTSD and Beyond podcast. Remember to hit that subscribe button, as well as to like and share and comment. And make a note, because guys, tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we've got another story on 30 Stories in 30 Days at PTSD and Beyond.